Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, happy weekend, everybody. It's another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. Good to have you along. Of course, if you miss any part of today's show or you wanted to repeat on some of the details that we'll cover here, all you have to do is just head to our website and look for this, the podcast section right below news, and you'll find it there and click on it. You can listen to all or parts of it or download it if you'd like. We know lots of folks like to download this and play it back over and over again. So anyway, we've got a really good guest for you this weekend. Bob Grennis is with the Indiana Department of Revenue. And Bob, you've like the third day on the job, even though you've been with the department for a long time. So have you settled into the chief leadership role there?
Well, you are correct, Frank. I actually was very fortunate to join the team over 3 years ago. So I've been on the executive leadership team for 3 years, and the opportunity that Governor Holcomb has provided me to continue serving the great state of Indiana and working with my, believe it or not, 700 team members across the state. It is a new job and a new opportunity, but it feels like home and everything's going really well.
To the average person, it would seem like your position would be a very complicated one. How right is that assessment?
Well, first off, this will shock you. Taxes are complicated. And one of the things that I learned once I had a chance to be on this team for a while is that the Department of Revenue is a very high volume, high complexity, and high variability financial services organization. So like any financial services organization that is serving millions of customers and has a lot of stakeholders, interfaces, lots of different transactions, the agency is very complex. We actually administer 65 different tax types, and we process over $21 billion a year while serving over 4 million customers, individuals, businesses, corporations, other agencies. So it's a pretty complex place, but the good news is we have amazing people that are incredibly talented and care deeply about what they do and serving the good Hoosiers of Indiana. So it is hard, but we do our best to make it as easy as possible.
Without you doing what you do, the state of Indiana has no money, and that's a pretty heavy responsibility.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, a lot of times people think that that we actually collect the $21 billion, but what we really do, since most taxes are, you know, processed by people sending information and funds to Indiana, we are actually processing all of those funds and making sure that they are accurately getting to the different agencies and the different needs of the great state. So, yeah, we're kind of an important piece in the supply chain of getting those funds to all of the very important parts of Indiana and being a Hoosier.
One of the things nowadays we all are familiar with is that when it comes to paying our taxes, it used to be an endless pile of forms, it seemed like, but we're getting away from the paper and it's much more electronic nowadays. Is that making your job easier or harder?
Well, it's actually making everybody's job easier. Electronic transactions have just a number of benefits. Not only are they faster, so if somebody files electronically, I mean, the entire process is faster, but they're more accurate. The data is cleaner. If you file electronically, you are using relatively sophisticated software that is helping you through the process. Asking and answering a lot of questions that you need to make sure that you cover to make sure that your tax return is accurate and complete, you are completely correct. If we get a paper application, there is an enormous number of manual processes that have to be completed. Not only do we have to process the paper itself, we have to do a lot of data entry. And this probably won't surprise you, that if a record comes to us electronically, about 97 or 98% of those records are complete and accurate, and they don't have to be reviewed for any error. If in the paper world, it's closer to 20% that have some kind of problem, a missing schedule, math error, data missing. So the electronic process makes it easier for us, but it's more important. It makes it easier and more accurate for everybody.
I don't know how much information you've got when it comes. I'm sure you know if you had a chance to look it up, but how many returns are still coming in on paper as opposed to electronically?
So this is the time of year that we get the chance to serve 3.4 million Hoosiers who file individual tax return. And the good news is close to 90% of those come electronically. So we're just a little short of 10% that still come in via paper. Obviously, 3.4 million, 10% of that is 340,000. So we still get a lot of returns, individual returns via paper, but it's the majority of them do come in electronically.
One of the things that I have talked to a couple of folks locally about, a couple of tax attorneys and that kind of stuff in the past, and they have pointed out to me that everything going electronic has made your job a little bit easier as far as keeping this all fair between everybody, because just to be blunt, it's a lot harder to cheat on your taxes nowadays because you guys can really check up on whether those numbers and everything that's being reported are really accurate.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, it is 2020 and technology is an amazing thing. And in today's world, there are so many sophisticated databases, business rules. There's no question that if it's electronic, there is a lot of data verification and accuracy happening even before it gets here. But then whether it's paper or electronic, that's when we put it through a significant number of analytics techniques to make sure IDs are accurate, that the actual bank accounts are correct. Obviously, all the complex tax calculations are all done for all returns. So there's no question that electronically does make it more fair, is the word you used. There's just a lot of check and balances through the electronic processes that are more efficient. We still do it on the paper side. It's just a lot more manual.
When we talk about taxes and everybody filing, you're now open for business. We're past the first of the year, and of course, April's still a ways off, but you're taking returns from Hoosiers now, right?
Yeah, we sure are. So our team is... Actually, we start preparing for the next tax season, the individual tax season. We start preparing when the last one ends. So we've been working for 6 months, not only internally, but with lots of partners with the IRS. We've been getting our systems ready. We've been getting our operations ready. The IRS opened all of the, what they call their gateways, on the 27th of January. We were ready and ready to fire up when that happened. And believe it or not, as of today, we're already have seen and processed over 500,000 returns. And we've actually issued over 120,000 refunds already. So it is it's jamming. We are serving people in our walk-in centers, in our call centers. It's an exciting time of year. I'm sure a lot of people go, really? It's an exciting time of year. But for our team, it really is an opportunity that we look forward to serve Hoosiers on very important tax return processing and all the 2.2 million that are anxious to get their refund back.
Those numbers are amazing. It's kind of hard for those of us that aren't in that business to wrap our head around that many returns, that many refunds, and all that. It's really amazing. When you talk about the fact that you actually start at the end of one season to begin for the next one, how many changes are there really to be made? You would think that, oh, sure, there's going to be some adjustments. There's a few things in the tax law that change. But is there really that much that has to be adjusted year to year?
Well, the answer to that question is it depends year to year. There's always a standard number of changes that have to take place. I mean, there are form changes that have to take place from one year to the next. We actually upgrade technology. We upgrade our fraud program and our business rules. So that kind of stuff is going on all the time. But then there are years where there might be significant federal and state tax changes. And there are other years where they're not so significant. So it really does depend. As you know, we're in legislative session right now. Every legislative session is different. Every other one is a shorter session that doesn't have a lot of tax changes because it's not, they don't work on fiscal changes. So it usually is different every other year, depending on what the legislature does.
Bob Grinnis with the Indiana Department of Revenue, our guest today. One of the things that, with everybody being electronic and online, it seems like there's a lot more fraud. Identity theft is a real problem. And I know that's something that you guys are working very hard to make sure doesn't happen, right?
Yeah, so really, the entire industry has invested a tremendous amount in ID protection and verification and refund protection over the last 6 or 7 years. So we worked very closely with all of our colleagues around the country, the IRS, other state revenue agencies, and the industry's top fraud experts, and we implemented a relatively sophisticated program a number of years ago, and we have continued to invest in not only the technology side of that, big data analytics, but also we have a team of fraud specialists that are working on individual cases and enhancing our business rules as we learn things. So we actually are now considered the industry leader by our colleagues in the tax administration world. You know, it's like a security system on your home or business. As you continue to enhance your protection against fraudsters or criminals, they tend not to come back. So as we have continued to enhance our program, we have seen fewer and fewer fraud attempts. We have seen fewer and fewer ID theft attempts, and that's a wonderful thing. So we have a very sophisticated fraud program. Every single tax return is run through that program. We verify IDs. We verify where tax returns are being transmitted from. We verify bank accounts. And we are using data from all over the country to help us make sure that the IDs are protected and refunds are getting to the right person.
Obviously, identity theft is a problem. I mean, we sit back and we think about this. We think, well, I just want to get my return and I want to get my refund. Well, that's fine. But there's more to it than that. The crooks are really looking to steal your identity. What can I and everybody else do as just your average Jim or Jane citizen out here to help you guys make sure that all my identity and my refund all stays safe? What can I do to help you guys out?
Well, I think I would go back to something we talked about just a bit ago. If you can, file electronically. There is just so many protections in the electronic process. And not only can you can file electronically using software that you purchase or pay, but we also have the Indiana Free File program, which almost 2 million Hoosiers may be eligible to use that program. We have a lot of information on our website. There are fine, reputable software firms that are in this business that offer free filing for Hoosiers. I would start by saying file electronically. I would also then just do all of the things that we hear about all the time, about how do we protect your Social Security number, make sure you shred things, just make sure you protect the things that have your identification on it.
And one of the things, I'm sure, of course, we could just Google you, but what's the website for Indiana's Department of Revenue that we can go to and get those kind of answers and look for where we file at?
So our website has a tremendous amount of information, and you can Google Indiana Department of Revenue. You'll find it very quickly. It's www.in.gov/DOR, but obviously you can find us anywhere. Our website is mobile friendly. Lots of media information, Indiana Free File. We have pages for our fraud program. One part of our fraud program is individuals may get selected with an ID protection letter, which is just our final step to make sure that they are who they are. That's a very simple letter. We explain that on our website, and we have the link that you can answer the very quick questions. I do want to remember that there are a lot of, in fact, driving in today, I'm seeing yard signs and telephone pole signs about individuals that are offering tax services. just make sure we do our homework. If people are offering you a deal that seems too good to be true, if they're promising refunds that seem to be over-exaggerated, just be very careful, because there are people out there that are trying to take advantage of all of us that are anxious to get our returns processed and our refunds back.
You mean not everybody out there who hangs a sign on a phone pole is a real honest-to-goodness tax professional? I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure, by the way, we have an amazing network of very skilled tax professionals that are helping all of us navigate the complexities of the tax world. So there are some wonderful people out there. I'm guessing your gut is probably accurate. We just need to make sure we do our homework.
And we need to remember, too, that you aren't the ones who write the tax law. You just kind of try to follow what the legislators write. So if you got a gripe, you probably need to call your legislator. Don't call the DOR and complain to you guys, right?
Yeah. So our job is to administer the tax laws in a fair, secure, and efficient manner. That is really what we're here for. We do obviously work very closely with the legislature on a number of complex things, but we're here to administer them and help our fellow Hoosiers navigate the complexities.
Because you have to file taxes here too, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, that was one of the things that surprised me, all kidding aside. Yes, every single one of us are taxpayers and Hoosiers. We're right there in the boat with everybody else.
And the most important thing to remember is that you've got between now and April 15th to get it done.
Yeah, April 15th is this year's tax deadline. As long as it is postmarked by April 15th or transmitted electronically by April 15th, it will be considered on time. As you can imagine, there is an enormous influx of tax returns kind of early in the process. It levels off for a while, and then we get a very large volume of them right around April 15th. So that is the time when we are most busy. But we're ready. We work, we stretch our capacity. We have great team members that work multiple shifts and overtime. We are trying to do our very best to serve the folks that are counting on us.
And I was just looking here, April 15th this year falls on a Wednesday. As I can tell, there's no holidays or weekends or anything that will get in the way of slowing it down. So the 15th really is the deadline this year. I know in the past couple of years we've had some things get in the way, and we've moved it once or twice. But April 15th is your deadline. And again, the Indiana Department of Revenue, Google them, go to their website. Lots of information there. If you've got any kind of questions, that's who you can talk to and get things cleared up. And Bob Grinnis is the new director of the Indiana Department of Revenue. Thanks for being with us today. That's it for this weekend. Of course, again, if you want to get a repeat on anything we've talked about, look for the podcast on our website, and you can get a repeat there. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.